More than just a summer fix, Spain's sweeping new tourism measures, from increased visitor taxes to bans on beach barbecues, are not just a knee-jerk response to an overcrowded high season. They represent a calculated shift in tourism strategy for one of the world's most visited nations. With over 94 million international arrivals in 2024, Spain has reached a critical mass, a saturation point forcing policymakers to rethink the economic costs of unbridled tourism. Barcelona's doubled nightly tax, Gran Canaria's blanket beach bans, and Palma's tour group caps are symptoms of a deeper issue. Tourism has outgrown the infrastructure designed to contain it. And now, Spain is fighting back, not against tourists, but against a model that no longer works. The economics of restriction from a fiscal lens, these policies are a double-edged sword. On one hand, higher tourist taxes and fewer short-term rental licenses mean short-term revenue volatility for local economies reliant on tourism volume. On the other hand, by curbing low-value tourism and attracting more responsible, higher-spending visitors, Spain is banking on a value-over-volume model to deliver long-term returns. Take Barcelona's tax exemption for children under 16, it's a signal. Families, often seen as lower-impact travelers, are still welcome. But the days of mega-yachts docking tax-free or cruise ship day-trippers flooding plazas without contributing meaningfully to local coffers? Numbered, this is not just about raising money. It's about controlling who comes, how long they stay, and what value they bring, economically, environmentally, and culturally. A warning shot for mass tourism: Spain is not alone. Venice is trialing entrance fees. Amsterdam is pushing back against party tourism. Bali has hinted at cultural preservation taxes. Spain's crackdown may be the most comprehensive, but it is emblematic of a broader global recalibration. The underlying question: can the tourism sector self-regulate before governments impose stricter limits? The answer, increasingly, is no. Spain's moves will embolden other destinations facing similar dilemmas: Portugal's Algarve, Thailand's Southern Islands, Mexico's Yucatan coast, to adopt bolder, revenue-raising, crowd-controlling mechanisms. For global businesses in the travel, hospitality, and aviation sectors, this signals a seismic shift. Dynamic pricing, sustainable compliance, and community-based tourism models are no longer nice to have, they are essential for access. What needs to happen next for travelers? Ignorance is no longer an excuse. Tourists must stay informed, not only to avoid penalties, but to contribute positively. Responsible tourism isn't just ethical, it's becoming legally required. For governments, Spain's measures should be seen as a template: tiered taxation based on travel footprint enforcement mechanisms that don't punish but guide behavior, community reinvestment of tourism revenues to rebuild trust with residents. For businesses, adaptation is critical. Tour operators and accommodation providers must educate clients about evolving rules, embed local respect and compliance into the product experience, engage with local governments to co-create sustainable tourism solutions when limits became necessary. Think back to Rome's 2019 fountain sitting bans or Iceland's rapid post-2010 tourism overhaul. Each was ridiculed at first, then adopted globally. Spain's 2025 framework will be studied in public policy and business schools alike. It's not a backlash, it's a blueprint. Spain's hard reset could save tourism from itself. Spain is not trying to discourage tourism. It's trying to redefine it. These changes, while inconvenient for some, are investments in preservation, balance, and longevity. They challenge the outdated notion that more visitors always mean more value. And in doing so, they set the stage for a new era in global tourism policy. The question is not whether others will follow, it's how soon. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.